two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Okay, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us here on the program. You can always find us wherever podcasts are found. And do so. If you didn't download any of the show on the, or if you didn't hear us live or you didn't stream us live, then you can always download the podcast wherever podcasts are found. Go to Apple Podcasts or you cut out that middleman. Just go straight to KSLSports.com. Click on the podcast button there. It just goes there first. So there you go. Scott, you can tell bouncing between two shows is difficult sometimes. I want to talk about this thing you brought up during one of our breaks, and that is this poll of the coaches and the pressure cooker that is being a head coach. And in certain cities, of course, you are in a certain coaching jobs, you are going to be more under the microscope than others. But I want to know what your thoughts are on this hot seat rankings that they have in college football that CBS Sports did. And they did it. I don't know. What's the worst you can do then? The worst is
number five is you will be
five
fired.
Five is you're going to be fired.
You're going to be fired.
Win or be fired.
Yeah.
Turn everything around. Even if you win 10 games at some of these places.
Guess who's on that list?
Clay Helton, again.
Clay Helton.
He's been there, though. Yeah.
He was four last year, and he's five this year.
Oh, so this year, I'm telling you, if he wins 10 games, he's probably still going to be fired.
Yeah, he'll have to win all the games, Pac-12 championship, and go to the playoffs to keep his job.
So you have a list. So they have this ranking. Zero's untouchable. Five is win or be fired. Okay?
Yes.
So you think about guys like Clay Helton, who is on the hot seat there at USC. And then Nick Saban, I'm assuming, is on the untouchable.
He's a zero.
Yeah, you're going to be a zero if you're him. Now, the question is, where are people like, without looking at it, I don't know what it is.
I can tell you. I've memorized it.
You haven't memorized
it. Yeah.
Kyle Whittingham has to be a zero.
He's
also
a zero. Untouchable.
That is an accomplishment. There are 24 coaches that are in that category. Yeah. And I would say that even in the zero untouchable category, he's in the upper tier of that too.
Yeah.
This is a guy who will go down as the best coach in Utah's history.
And you know what? It makes him extremely uncomfortable.
Oh.
I'm just telling you, it's like when he goes untouchable, it's like, no, I'm not, I'm touchable. Don't talk to me.
Everybody's touchable. Everybody can be fired at any time for anything. And you're going, okay. But that's
what keeps him untouchable.
And programs, I'm telling you, having that as a program is an untouchable is invaluable. I mean, like, it is because on the flip side, you have Coach Kalani Sitake, who's a three on this list that is considered pressure is mounting. There are 12 coaches. Now, here's the thing about this list.
Was in good company.
It's hard to tell. Who else is on the pressure is mounting list?
Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
Who has won, I think, 10 games like 5 years in a row, but still is under – because he hasn't beat Ohio State.
That's interesting.
Yes. I'll give you one that really shocked me.
Yes.
Who I really thought was on his way up is Scott Frost is a five.
Scott Frost. So in Nebraska, this is the guy who's been there.
They expected big things from him, and it's not been big.
Oh, now hold on a minute. But how long has Scott Frost even been at Nebraska? Two years?
This is his third year.
It's his alma mater, too. Everyone was just waiting for him to win 11 or 12 games.
He went to UCF, and in 2 years.
Turned it around. And so they're waiting for the same thing.
So it's like, come on, if you can do it at UCF. Look, we have everything. We'll give you everything here at Nebraska. And if you can't turn it around in a short time here, then you need to go back to UCF.
So in the three category, you have coaches that are, you know, in this you better start performing right now type of a situation. But I don't know. Like, I mean, Kirk Ferentz, who was always a zero on this list.
A lot of that is because of the.
It's just 100% based on 100%. This, on the new allegations
Mike
that
Gundy's
have come up with the program.
Mike Gundy, the
guy at Oklahoma State, he could have just ridden that thing out until he wanted to be done. But he said some stupid stuff and has done some stupid stuff in the offseason.
And has been hugely successful.
Yes.
I mean, at Oklahoma State. For Oklahoma State standards, how about a guy like Chip Kelly?
Chip Kelly has to be a 4 or 5.
He's a 5.
Good.
He is a 5.
You know why? Because I don't like Chip Kelly.
I know.
And this is the reason why. I'm going to be 100% honest with everybody who's listening right now. When we went to Pac-12 Media Days, I'm trying to think of anybody else who was a total slap in the face, kind of a dirtbag in terms of an interview.
Not a single person.
He stood us up. By the way, you don't stand people up at these.
No. Right.
And he comes over, and he was just like, he was so annoyed with the fact that he had to do an interview. Another interview with somebody from Salt Lake City. Like, that's even a city.
How many radio stations you got
in
Salt Lake
City?
Oh,
what do you guys have? Why do you have three people here from Salt Lake City? He's going, hey, bro. You're going to – let me just read your future here. Let me read the crystal ball. You'll come to Utah for a game around October 20th. You'll lose by 7 touchdowns. You're not good. You went to the NFL and you were a joke. I don't know what you did to trick people at Oregon. But he's – now, I'll tell you, he'll return to zero. He'll return back to the untouchable status because at home he'll be a zero. He'll be untouchable by other teams. No one will want to hire that guy. Why would you want Chip Kelly to come in? He's gone in there and he's made UCLA's program even worse than it was somehow. And that's a storied program. I feel bad. I'm mad for them. I get mad that UCLA has to deal with a guy like him. All right. Let me see. Who else? This Schadenfreude, where you like kind of – you kind of enjoy. I want to hear more of people who are on the fives. I want to hear more fives on the list. Who else is on the five list? I don't know. I'm trying to find some more fives on the list. Most of them are like the fours. Oh, here's a five. Nah, you don't know the UConn coach. Nobody knows the UConn coach. If you're UTEP's head coach, you're always a five.
Right.
So just Derek Mason at Vanderbilt. He's a five. Let me see here. Yeah, there's not a lot of fives.
That's kind of it. For fives.
Yeah, the fives aren't the, but good. But two fives in the Pac-12. Two fives in the Pac-12.
And Kevin Sumlin is he's a four.
I mean,
should be a five.
Yeah, Arizona could do well to get rid of that cat too. Yeah. Jeez, man. I get all sorts of wait, where's Mike Leach though? It's year zero for him.
He's a one.
He's a one?
Yep. It just means
it means you better show up and start doing
things
stuff.
Things are good.
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
My goodness.
It's not a zero. It's a one.
Mel Tucker's a one, too. He just showed up in Michigan State.
Bronco
he's a
Mendenhall's
one.
A one.
And you know what? That's like a really good one, though.
It is. Yeah.
He's like, at UVA.
Bronco Mendenhall's a strong one.
He's 2 years away of having the same types of years he's had just last two from being a zero at Virginia.
Yeah. Yep.
Virginia football has never been an important program.
No.
Football has never. This is gravy for them because they're getting there and they're winning these games. They beat Virginia Tech last year for the first time in what, nine
good,
seasons?
It's a good part of the country for good football players. And
dude,
you know,
everyone
you can,
who lives in Charlottesville loves it.
Yeah.
Everybody who goes to Virginia and sees the UVA's campus is like, this place is amazing.
But you go kind of that New Jersey area because it's just Rutgers in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And you have Maryland and you have Virginia, northeast, you know, northern Virginia, near Washington, D.C., basically all the suburbs, is a really good – this is a lot of good football there. So if he could get it going, he could certainly have a, you know –
I just love
good
looking
players.
At, don't you love looking at these lists and going, boy, who's a four and a five?
Yeah,
I love
the 2 minute drill too.
Oh my goodness, Scott, we actually only really do have 2 minutes left on the.
I know.
All right.
Just saying, I like it.
I know. I was just sorry. Yeah, it is 2 minute drill. Yeah. Scott, what's a 2 minute drill? What do we do?
2 minute drill is when we hurry at the end of the show,
and we are hurrying.
We don't have a lot of time,
yep.
So we have a lot of things. We talk a little bit about a lot of things, and win the show, go home happy.
All right. Scott, Wrigley Field, you know the rooftop venues that are on
yes.
top of the they're selling for $350 a ticket because there are these.
It's the safest place to be.
And they're not part of Major League Baseball. They're just real estate that are outside of that stadium. The Cubs don't have any say in it. And so these guys are going, you want to see a Major League Baseball game? You want to do it legally? You want to do it on top of my roof? You want to do it safe? $350 a ticket. That's smart.
I think that's really smart.
I love that stuff.
Yes, good move.
And you know what? Think about how amazing that would be to go to Chicago.
I think I'd rather watch a game from there anyways.
No one's in the stadium, and it's just you and your buddies harassing. Look, you can't. That's one of my favorite pastimes is going in there harassing players on the field.
It's one of the few places that I haven't been that I really want to go.
Scott, anything on the 2 minute drill you wanted to bring up before we got through on the program here?
Anything? Yeah, Josh Gordon selling his Super Bowl ring.
Oh, didn't he just get it?
I guess he got a ring for being with the Patriots for like
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, listen, he doesn't feel an attachment to it because, you know, when you're not there winning it, I would feel kind of bad about it.
Yeah, you have to. I still think I'd keep it.
This is a guy who's got a lot of problems, a lot of personal issues.
Maybe he has financial issues. They claim it's about $100,000.
And you,
that he probably can get for it.
He'll probably get $100,000 for it.
Would you want Josh Gordon's Super Bowl ring? It's almost like bad karma.
Yeah, but
it's a Super Bowl ring.
But you know what it's like, though. You've seen Jason Buck walk around with that Super Bowl ring on. Everybody just goes,
have I seen Jason?
Hey, man,
can I talk
to you for a minute? So, look, if we can pull some money. Hey, Utah.
My own son has gotten his picture
with Jason Buck.
And not me.
All right.
It's like, Dad, you're just.
He's gotten pictures. He's gotten pictures with you. They're just they're on Christmas morning and you're on your PJs.
Yeah.
All right. For Scott Mitchell, I'm Alex Keery. Thanks for being with us on the program this evening. We'll be back again tomorrow night for another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. We'll see you then, everybody.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.